AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. In their first presidential debate, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tangled over jobs, trade, and terrorism. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Clinton blasted Trump's plans for tax cuts.
Trumped up, trickle down, because that's exactly what it would be.
And he blasted her over trade deals.
You want to approve Trans-Pacific Partnership. You were totally in favor of it.
Donald, I know you live in your own reality, but that is not the fact.
They clashed on energy and race and why Trump won't publish his tax returns and his insistence Clinton's wrong to publish her plan to fight the Islamic State group.
No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life.
The group was founded in 1999. Mark Smith at the presidential debate, Hempstead, New York.
World reaction. Asian stock markets were mixed in Tuesday trading as traders followed the U.S. presidential debate. Several hundred demonstrators marched peacefully through downtown Charlotte after leaving a rally organized by the NAACP to protest the fatal shooting by police of Kevin Lamont Scott. Community leader Teresa McCormick Dunlap told a city council meeting that members need to lead efforts to end such shootings.
We can dismantle a system that has never worked for some of us and can only be described as terribly, terribly wrong. Or we can try to continue with business as usual.
In Columbus, Ohio, dozens of demonstrators protesting the fatal police shooting of a 13-year-old black boy brought a city council meeting to a halt. They're calling for an independent investigation of Tyree King's shooting. Police say he pulled out a BB gun that looked like a real firearm. In California, 300 homes are being evacuated in the Santa Cruz Mountains as a fast-moving wildfire grows. About 200 firefighters are battling the flames by land and air, which is also threatening TV and radio towers. This is AP Radio News. Court documents show Arjun Chetan confessed to shootings at a Washington State mall.
The documents show Chetan shot all five victims in 1 minute and left the rifle with a 25-round magazine on a cosmetics counter before leaving Macy's at the Cascade Mall. His stepfather, David Marshall, was in court.
Arjun has had mental health issues that we have been trying to work on with him.
Justin Smith's classmate was one of the five victims.
Go shopping there and just could have happened to me, could have happened to anyone. She's at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Chetan has a criminal record going back at least 2 years, and a frightened neighbor said she kept a stun gun near her front door. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Cleveland Indians have clinched the American League Central title with a 7-4 victory over the Detroit Tigers. In their first game since pitcher Jose Fernandez died in a boating accident, the Miami Marlins beat the Mets 7-3. Marlon D. Gordon homered to lead off the first inning. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.